Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oscar, I've learned in my business experience that being a silent partner is probably a much better alternative than being a loud and well-known partner when you're publicly going to fail.
Your name gets sullied.
You know, actually, thinking about the Mike
O'Mara... Good things happen when you're at O'Mara's. I want to be mean. I want to be mean. Maybe that'll be the one for the big one.
Good closer. We'll see.
We'll see what happens.
But let me be me.
I see.
If I was a weatherman, I would be mean and curmudgeon-y because I got to be mean. And the it's just like I would be over on the set and well, what do we have happening now, Pete? What do you think's happening, Shelley? It's sunny in 85, like it was the last 3 days. Duh. By the way,
hey, I know what your catchphrase could be.
Nice age inappropriate dress. Let's take a look at the low pressure system that's coming into our area right now. And
all that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Bring them on. 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 Yes. I don't care what is wrong with the world, and I don't care whether you're aware of it or not, or even if you care or not.
Oh, I know, Mike. I'm with you, baby.
But I'm going to tell you this right now, ladies and gentlemen. The stars are aligned.
Planets are aligned. The stars are shining upon us.
The stars are out.
The soup is right.
No, what Ed McMahon all used to say is stay up late and watch the stars come out.
Listen, everything is right with the world. I don't care whether you're even concerned about it or whether you're aware of it, but
We're cooking with gas.
We're cooking with grease.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah, we're cooking with grease.
Yeah.
Sometimes the Badu let me down. Sometimes, you know, I never listened to a lot of Grease, man, because I was competing against him. But Grease Online, who is a rare diamond.
Oh, yes.
A very, very rare gem.
Like a magic muscular unicorn.
Where one of his redneck friends will be in his kitchen and say, hey, Grease, talk about that lady. Yeah, let me move the apples out of the way, and I'll tell you a story that I had. And then he gets right into the... really horrible stuff that he used to do, right?
Yeah. And then, then there was also the sad one when Merle Haggard died.
Well, that's when he's saying, sometimes let me down. Then it's the Jack Tar when we all became Grease fans again.
That's how powerful
his personality was. That's the powerful personality of the Grease man.
I believe today is the third anniversary of the Jack Tar posting because it came up on my Facebook memories.
Yeah, because he was getting ready for a hurricane.
Did I watch it? Yes, I
did. From the deck of the Jack Tar. And then there's one where he, not that I'm obsessed, I have lived on it.
Yeah.
I have watched Grease singing in the rain where he's got like a trench coat and he's just dancing out in the rain, and I love rare Grease.
You know what you should
that's
Google.
What I'll be someday. I'll be a rare. I'll do a Facebook Live someday if it's still around.
You should Google, because I have it on a VHS somewhere, but I'm sure someone's put it online, his video that he sold Soaping Up with the Grease, mm-hmm. where he actually took a bath and told stories from the bathtub.
Yeah, but that's from the old days, and I don't like that.
Oh, but that's you got to understand
the past. That's back when I was beating his brains out. Don't care for that. Yeah. Don't like that one. That was when
Be a gracious winner.
He likes retired Grease.
It was hack.
Yeah, it was
hack. You know, hey, you just take your little soap and put it in between your bombays and all that. It's like, come on, all right? And then that's when like every guy, do you want to talk about Deal? He had some listeners there. Hey, Grease, how did Bombay's doing? He's talking about the ad. Duh.
What does it say about me? Grease. You making fun of it is still funny to me.
Yeah, well,
We competed against it, and it wasn't my cup of tea back in the day. Yeah. I like old man grease. I like old man, like, in his living room grease. Hey, Grease, tell that story. Well, it was a lovely lady down there. But anyway, that's not what I'm talking about. Okay, we're cooking with grease, but let me just say,
yes,
the stars aligned last night because I knew it would happen. I knew it would happen just the way it happened. The Oakland Athletics, ladies and gentlemen, go into Yankee Stadium, and they go in and go, we're afraid, and the Yankees just Vegemite them. They just
would you like to go to the tape Warner? Them. Would you like to go to the yes. tape Warner Wolf?
Yeah, let's go to the let's go to the videotape. I'm Warner A-hole Wolf. I was an A-hole on the TV, and I'm an A-hole in person. Thank you.
Yankees a strike away, and a shot and picked up by Walker. Defensive replacement flips to Chapman. Ball game is over. The New York Yankees are moving on to the American League Division Series. All right. A 7-2 final.
Now, I got to ask you a question about your mindset. Because you are, as a sports fan, you can't be beat. And as a sports fan, you're complicated.
Yeah, Rob.
Your love for the Yankees, Nino.
Yeah, my love for the Yankees. Yeah. We have so many maggots on the line. We have maggots.
Your love, I should say, your love for the Red Sox is matched by your hatred of the Yankees.
Here's what happened. This is what happened, and this is what makes it special.
Yeah, and this is what I don't. I got to understand you.
No, what happened was, so Oakland rolls into New York for the wild card game against the Yankees. It's a great format. They, I'll tell you what they got right. Baseball got it right when they said, it's not a wild card series. It's one game. It's one game for the whole shebang to move on to the playoffs.
So the previous 168 didn't matter.
No, but I mean, at the end, stop it. Will you stop with talking with sports? Because I'm excited about this.
I know.
Don't diminish
it. I'm not
cutting him off. The man's trying to give you his heart.
Oscar, don't help.
This is what happened here. Okay. The Athletics roll into New York and they're beaten like 400-1. Maybe it was 400-2. But the Yankees were in control. It was what I said to my wife, who didn't care. I said, this is typically Yankees win. This is what the Yankees do when the Yankees are doing it. This is what the Yankees do for their fans. They go in and their fans don't have to suffer at all. Okay. The fans have suffered during the season. I'll give you that. But they roll into town and they just destroy the Oakland Athletics. And the Oakland Athletics are on the mound like their pitchers at Yankee Stadium. They start the game by going, what am I going to do? And they crush them. They crush. And the Yankees don't even have to worry. So they can let, before I get you, Oscar, let me just say, and this is what happens. All right. This is what happens in one game because they're back. Mm-hmm. They're back the way they used to be because the Yankee fans won that game so easily that they're back to being arrogant a-holes.
Oh, boy.
They're back to being cocky. I rekindled a relationship with my childhood friend, Joey, who said, bring it on. I said, bring it on Facebook today. He said, will do. That is an arrogant pose.
Arrogant.
That is an, I don't know what's more important, more arrogant. Joey saying will do or Alan Wentzel saying that your dad's hip. I don't know what's going on, but it's, but I will tell you this.
I don't believe either statement, by the way.
It's on. Well, I texted him back. I Facebooked him back and said, I think what you overheard was not somebody saying your dad is hip to your daughter, but saying your dad has a bad hip. And then I was fighting with everybody. I was fighting with all my, and of course his pre-response was something like, you should know. Anyway, it was just going back and forth, you know, all day
but
yesterday.
For your mental psychosis, this is what I need to know.
Yes.
You hate the Yankees so bad.
Yes.
Would it be better if they had been cut off by the Athletics?
No.
Or do you love to see the Red Sox versus the Yankees because it makes the conflict right. that much richer?
Rob, here's where the schizophrenia comes into play. Mm. I was rooting for the Athletics early in the game.
Of course. You almost
and
have
when
to.
And when it became apparent after Aaron Judge, who is Mr. Yankee, with his big, dumb face.
Just came back from IR.
Yeah, just came back
you
with
probably
like a broken
should say
wrist.
His name. You should say his name, Aaron.
Aaron
Judge.
Aaron! Yankee! Like that. And now, the Yankees face off against the Red Sox, who have also become an arrogant fan base. You have a generation that didn't realize they didn't
the
have
pain.
To suffer.
The pain.
They didn't have the pain that we had. But I remember, and the Yankees with Aaron Judge are sitting there with the... Aaron Judge, and it's back. I am feeling the pangs of the rivalry, the nervousness, and the pure hatred. Oscar, you were going to say something. I am sorry that I interrupted
you. Okay.
Go ahead.
Mike, I respect you. I want to hear you first before I say anything.
On this subject, I'm glad you defer to me.
You know much more than Rob or I. I am aware of that. The headline I saw this morning was, this is the best wild card team ever fielded.
The Yankees?
That's the type of cockiness.
Here's the arrogance.
That is there, and it's on national headlines.
Right, right. Absolutely. And now it's on, because you get the Red Sox, who won a ton of games, too. And they're both playing at the highest possible level. It's time for playoff baseball! Yay! Yay! And it's the new Mike O'Mara sports fan, where I don't really pay attention to regular seasons anymore.
You don't need to.
I just dig playoffs, and I'm like a lot of sports fans in the country. Same thing with the NFL this year. I'm much more focused on when it gets to crunch time, you know?
You skip the soup, you skip
absolutely.
The entree. It's
get
dessert.
Right to it. Yeah.
Right away.
I paid attention back in the summer when there was a Red Sox-Yankees series. And other than that, I read up on them once in a while just to see what's going on. But I'm not the fan I was in 2004. 2004, it was weird.
You're not reading the Globe every morning?
No, I pop into it. I still when I put B into a search bar, I still get Boston Globe.
I was working
every
at
time.
WHFS in 2004, and I remember listening to you and Don, and you really talk about what was happening. Mm-hmm. And I said, he's not going to leave work to go to the World Series, is he? And I said, oh, my God, he left work to go to the World Series.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you how special it is. It is truly, truly a special time. And there's nothing like this rivalry. This is one of the greatest rivalries in all of sports. It's hard to match in any other sport.
I was going to say, does anything approach it?
Not really. And there's just this... this invincibility with the Yankees, even though they weren't the first team. We won the division. The Red Sox did, and
it's
I don't mean to say
mindset,
we.
It's the Yankee mindset, right?
I don't play on the team.
It's the Yankee mindset.
Yes. So I'm very, very excited, and we will see what happens with Aaron Judge. I couldn't pick the rest of the Yankees out of a lineup. It's not like back in the day where I knew all of them.
Is Maris
like
still playing?
Roger Maris. You know, it's not like it was back in the day when all of them I considered personal enemies of mine. I've got a couple of enemies now. CeCe Sabathia.
Yes.
You know, with his big, sweaty, fat body. And Aaron Judge. With his like 14-inch waist and his shoulders
Superman.
That are the size of the Brooklyn Bridge. And he hit a home run last night off of this poor, pitiful Oakland Athletics pitcher. That I really think it got out of Yankee Stadium like a flashbulb. It was just a... And by the way, I'm old enough to say flashbulb.
Sure. Julia bought a camera at a secondhand store and brought out... Do you remember they used to come in there a square and there was a bulb on each side?
Yeah, and they would turn and you'd get four bulbs per thing.
She said, Dad, what's this? I said, it's a flashbulb. You just paid $12 for that and a camera. Enjoy. Yeah. You got four. Yeah. You can take four pictures inside.
So it's special, and you know it's special in a really cool way. Tomorrow night.
Are you going to have a watch party? Who's coming over?
Nah, none of the Indianans. They all, you know what they talk about? How'd your college basketball team do?
First game at Fenway?
There's got to be a Red Sox bar in Fort Myers.
Yeah, there is. There's Lansdowne Street, like 5 minutes from my house.
Oh, you see?
Yeah. That's, you know, but, you know, we have a babysitter on Saturday, so that might be because they're going to play Friday and Saturday. I'm just a little excited because it's been a long time since we've had this kind of rivalry. Both teams are really good. So for all my Red Sox fans out there and all the Yankee fans. Hi, Paulie. Let me just say it's on. It is on. And it's really cool that my friend Joey Pasker from Glastonbury, Connecticut, where I was born and raised, the boy who would come into my living room when my father would have his glass at that angle because the Yankees were getting their ass kicked from the Red Sox. Joey coming up. Hey, Mr. O'Meara, you enjoying the game? And he knew what the score was. And my father would be so pissed off at him. It was fantastic. Listening on his big Marantz stereo speakers that he had. Sweeter, cool. Sunnier day. So that's
it. It is so great when people can find like a sporting weakness. My Uncle Dana, huge, huge Redskins fan. And there was a friend of the family named Harry Sells who loved to tease. I mean, and he was Olympic.
Was Harry in the furniture department? Because if he was in that business, it would be Harry Sells Ottomans.
Yeah, well, he was actually a silent partner. He was a silent partner at Stalker Furniture, but he was a lawyer. But boy, he was good at teasing. And when the Redskins would lose.
What was the slogan at Stalker Furniture?
No returns.
Why would you want to be a silent partner at a furniture store?
Because the money was there and he didn't have to worry about putting his name on it or anything.
Oh. And Oscar, I've learned in my business experience that being a silent partner is probably a much better alternative than being a loud and well-known partner when you're publicly going to fail.
Your name gets sullied.
You know, it's actually thinking about the Michael.
Good things happen when you're at O'Meara's.
Every day I come into the Mike O'Meara show, I wish Oscar was a more silent partner.
Do you have that jingle lying around anywhere?
I might have it. But
I'm just kind of curious. Yeah,
it was great when the Redskins would lose. Mm-hmm. Harry would call the house and get Dane on the phone and just say, "What happened?"
What a dick.
It was so great, though. The other thing he would say is, "My TV broke. Do you have the score of the Redskins game?"
Oh, because he'd give him a hard time,
yes,
right?
It was so great.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that. The thing about this is that maybe things are coming back a little bit, like the old teams that were doing well. Maybe this bodes well for the burgundy and gold.
Mm.
And what happened to Moneyball?
Didn't really work out, huh?
Billy Beane, though, you got Bob Melvin, the manager of the Oakland Athletics, Oscar, who will probably be named manager of the year. Where they went, they were crapola a year ago, and they got to the wild card. So, it's fantastic.
Hey, Mike, I went to the back of the rack, and I found this classic. We have to listen to the spot, but it's only 1 minute, and I think it's pretty valid, okay?
All the really important people.
John Norman.
We're talking about the good things that happen at O'Meara's Restaurant in Old Town Manassas.
Okay, folks, remember O'Meara's is looking out for you.
I wish they had food this good in the old MASH unit.
I love the disc jockey and the dancing.
O'Meara's will eradicate your thirstitude and quench your hunger.
And O'Meara's has wonderful waitresses. Hello, dear. How are you?
And I says, I wish we had an O'Meara's in California.
Was that Jesse Jackson?
What you need to do is be able to help yourself to great food and drink.
Mijo, give me a break and go to O'Meara's.
I have always found that at O'Meara's, the price is right.
All right, here's the final trivia question. What's the best place in the world?
O'Meara's! Final answer.
Well, then fine.
Every other restaurant's for the birds.
Man, we need a restaurant like O'Meara's in Ward 8.
Oh, what happened to O'Meara's? I can't stop laughing.
Visit O'Meara's Restaurant in the heart of Old Town Manassas.
Good things happen when you're at O'Meara's.
And then my radio partner would refer to it as the Look Around Cafe and brand it as the Look Around Cafe for every moment that he would ever mention it. You know, that was a thrill for me.
What do you want isolated?
I want the back end.
Just the jingle.
Just the jingle.
It was through the same company that makes the radio jingles. Jam Creative Productions did that as a custom thing.
And just for a future sake, right?
Sure.
When Mike completely melts down, and if you have the foresight to hit that,
okay. We can do that.
Rob's got the jingle isolated, I'm sure. You probably do, right?
Not with me.
I mean, at home, you've probably got that somewhere. I don't know.
You know what I'd have to do? I'd have to go a deep dive, but I think I might actually have the production piece.
That would be fantastic.
I will look. If not, I'll call John Norman.
A young, happy John Norman.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't
believe
not
grizzled.
I wonder why did the restaurant fail? I used John Norman on my commercial.
Yeah.
Let's take a break and we'll start with High Red Tide. We'll be right back.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Meara Show at www.mikeomearashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
So I'm driving down the street and I see a guy hitchhiking. I figure I'd go back and pick him up. So before I back up, I put a tape in. I had a tape of that noise that trucks make when they back up. And I backing up, and I get there, and the guy gets in, and I said, where are you going? And he said, I love this album. And I said, it's the best of backing up. And we start driving, and I'm being really careful because it's an old car, and I installed my own airbags in it. I got an old beanbag chair. And some helium and a compressor, and if I just hit the accident just right, I should be floating up in the sky laughing hysterically. So I'm driving, I said to him, if I get tired, will you drive? And he said, no, I can't drive an automatic. Then he said to me, have you ever fallen asleep driving? And I said, no, I've woken up driving. And then we're driving, I said to him, what are you doing? He said, I'm a student. I would have said, what are you studying? He said, journalism. And I said, really, I'm writing a short story myself right now. It's the story of a photographer who goes completely insane trying to take a close-up photograph of the horizon.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Is that like current Stephen Wright?
It's pretty new Stephen Wright. He's the first stand-up comic I ever saw live, and I have a very soft spot in my heart for him.
Stephen Wright.
Mm.
Wow.
I saw him when I was in seventh grade.
I don't even remember. I know I met him somewhere special. Like at a theater. I know
really?
I met him somewhere. It might have been in London, England that I met Stephen Wright.
He
backstage.
Did one of the greatest things is he did like an hour at the Barnes of Wolf Trap.
Right.
And about a half hour into the show, he started the same setup of a joke that he did early on. And he stopped and he said, you thought I forgot.
I would imagine that kind of comedy writing would drive one probably insane.
I would think so.
Yeah. Your brain works that way. From our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., in the Podcast Village Studios, this is the Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends. We're interactive. We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call, send us a letter, send us a package,
mm-hmm.
do whatever you need to do.
We
love it. We love it when you reach out. All over the world, the Mike O'Mara Show on now and brought to you by Cornerstone. Yesterday, our friend Alex Papp out in Northern California talked about it, and we love our mom and pop shops. We really
yes.
do. The people that are people we know who advertise on the show have had wonderful relationships with us, and you can do it too. And we're delighted with this company because we are in the same building. They're called Cornerstone First Financial. We told you it was going to happen. The rates went up. The Fed just raised their rates. There are already rumors of another rate hike. Interest rates are at a 7-year high, but it's still a perfect time for you to refi because with consumer credit at an all-time high, you can use the equity you have to pay off credit card debt or student loans, take out cash for a home improvement, or pay off a home equity line of credit. When it comes to refinancing, this is a perfect storm. Let Cornerstone First Financial work with you. And our friend Mark Livingstone, he is a good guy. At Cornerstone First Financial, they are the best. They're Oscar approved, and you can click the banner on our website or visit cornerstonefirst.com. Or you can call them 202-625-1221 and tell Mark Livingstone we said hello. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. And we thank you.
Yay, Cornerstone. Woo!
Yeah, I've been hearing a lot about Red Tide down here.
That's a movie with Red Alec Tide. Baldwin, right?
Well, I don't know who's sicker, the guy that's got West Nile virus that's Oscar's friend or me with this constant kind of like, it feels like a weird kind of allergy thing, and it's worse at night, and I came off having a cold, and now I've got this thing, and I'm like, you know, I've heard about people that have issues with Red Tide, and you know, I'm a noted hypochondriac.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of
wondering.
What are
the symptoms of Red Tide? Are you moody all the time?
Well, I mean, it wouldn't be actually called Red Tide. It would be something stop at you.
Yeah. I'm only moody when I do. You know, I'm only moody first thing in the morning when I'm dealing with slow and slower.
Oh, stop
that's all,
it.
That's all I'm doing.
Oh, please.
That's
be mean
only
today.
First thing. Yes, I mean every day. That's
you can
it.
Be mean on
that's
Wednesdays it. And Fridays. Thursdays are happy days.
Hey, that's a good song. I want to be mean. I want to be mean. Maybe that'll be the one for the big one.
Good closer.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. But
they won't let me be me.
I see. But you don't. The disease itself wouldn't be Red Tide. It would be
whether
some sort of reaction.
Right or whether they're wrong. whether they've done their job so well, and even in a thong, I gotta be mean. I gotta be mean. I'm right there. I'm all right. That's awesome.
I shall select a karaoke track.
I've got it. Yeah, I've got. Are you doing the setup now? I'm doing the set. My mind has been taken off of the show. I'm hearing what you're saying to me right now. Yeah, why do you have to be so mean? Really? Anyway, but there it is. Let me skip ahead because the three of us are a little excited after yesterday's meeting. We get close to our Las Vegas style show, and throughout the about 4, 3, 6 months, we'll throw an idea out here and an idea out there.
Multiple meetings.
What's that?
Multiple meetings.
Yes. Yeah, multiple meetings. But the one that's a month out, which was yesterday, is usually where we kind of narrow things down for the Las
Vegas
style show.
Things fall into place more.
And
more
we are very, very, very excited about what we're bringing you out for our live Las Vegas style show. It's going to be everything you expect from us, and it's going to be fun. And we're really,
but yet
really
it's entirely different.
Yes, but I have a major, major announcement regarding that Las Vegas-style show. I don't want to make too big a deal of it, but I'm excited, and so now I will share this with you, ladies and gentlemen. For the first time ever, in a studio audience, in a live theater, my very own blood, Catherine O'Mara Parsley, will be in the audience. And now I'm probably blowing it, but you know what? We'll probably have to edit that out because I don't think she knows yet. So
well, it's not like she listens to the show. Don't sweat it.
So that's it. Yeah, she doesn't listen to the show.
Nor does her circle of friends.
And if I rat her out, you know, that's fine. But I found out yesterday. I'm very, very excited. And I don't think anybody at our live audience.
Has she ever seen you perform?
I don't. Well, she's seen me do different stuff, and she's been on the radio a bunch
of
times.
Yeah.
But I don't think she's ever been to one of our
live shows.
Goofy live shows. And so it's going to be, I'm excited. Yeah. I'm really excited about it.
That is cool. You know? And for someone who has never seen the show in a live setting, I think it's probably going to blow her mind.
No, let's not go great. You got to remember the family we're talking about. My family?
She won't let on, but it will blow her mind.
Yeah, walk to her after the show and say, "Hey, was your mind blown?" What? That's what she'll say. What? Are you kidding? It's like, yeah, he did a little show.
We're going to the 11 o'clock Cirque now.
We're going to have to leave a little early.
Yeah, yeah.
We got tickets for love, and we got to cut out.
It's 11 o'clock.
But we got so pumped up yesterday about what we're doing, and I realize that we have as much fun up there doing it as people do, you know, receiving it, and it's just going to be good. And I just love this time of year doing it. I like doing shows in the spring, but I also love doing a fall show because it's just the right time. I really believe
it's all
that,
holidays, you know? All the time.
Yeah, it's like the beginning. It's really the beginning of the real holiday season. It's
Question
really
for
cool.
you: as I look back over our many years together, and I think of some of my favorite moments. They always come to this. The favorite moments that I have is usually the three of us getting ready right before we go out on stage. And it's a
fun.
Great electric moment. So much
we
fun.
We discovered early on.
Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie.
Yes.
Way back when, we kind of discovered that all three of us love that.
Oh, yeah.
And there are people that like it, and there are people that don't like it, but we have all that kind of exhibitionist thing in us. You know, we're not going to walk out with our hogs out or anything.
There are people that don't like it.
Stop it. Stop. Behave yourself, please. Stop it.
I'm nervous.
I just remember perspiration.
Yes.
But anyway.
Perspiration, that was a red tide right there.
We're going to need an IV.
Yeah, but it's going to be. Look, down here, there's this. And by the way, all the politicians now down here in South Florida, Republican, Democrat, they're all claiming to be the people that are going to save the water. When nobody's going to do
it. Is it still as bad as it was a month ago when we saw it on the national news?
I haven't been down to the ocean, so I don't know. But I will tell you that there are still cleanups going on. There are a couple of things that we have. We have two colors to keep track of in South Florida. You've got red tide over here, and you've got green algae. And you know,
good
really,
morning. I'm red tide.
And I'm green algae. Got a fantastic time. No, let me tell you who's still on the radio down here. Stan and Haney, who love the sound of their own voices. Anyway, so yeah, he's
oh, Mike, you should know this. Breaking news in DC.
Yes,
it's happened to the best of us. Yeah. But the Tommy McFly show completely blown out.
Oh no!
McFly. Yeah. That's really, that's terrible. When, where, now, where was he? Where was he?
94.7, wasn't
Fresh he? Fresh FM, 94.7, Fresh FM.
Mm-hmm. And there's a rumor of a format flip
Yeah. They're flipping formats.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get my chart out here.
Please do.
Let me just fill it. I got it over. Where the hell
are they still owned by We Don't Heart Radio?
No, it's Entercom.
CBS. I'm kidding. Weekend. I'm kidding, of course. I think they should go back to Arrow Classic Rock. That was a format that worked.
Oh, my God. Hold on. That leaves one left. There is one show that's left as the luckiest show in America. Well, congratulations, Cakes. That's wonderful. That's really... That is absolutely
Or is this
wonderful.
An opportunity, Mike?
An opportunity.
Because they flipped to 94.7 The Drive, which is
Drive.
Classic hits. Classic hits.
Wait, are you talking about me? I'm not doing that again. I'm not going back
Pop
into that
rock
racket.
And soul classic hits, mainly from the 1980s and the neighboring decades.
Wow, I bet you're pretty happy.
You know what, Oscar?
Big 100.3 right now.
Oscar kind of, as he is with his other radio partner, Oscar's kind of my unofficial agent. And has, you know, if there was ever something out there, so I have to communicate with him clandestinely.
Candlestine, yes.
And I'm going to give you a number, Oscar, if you don't mind here, just to make sure we're on the same page. Hold on just a second. I will give you a number, and I sent you some CB interference or something. If they want to do that, I sent it to Rob too.
Oh, thank you.
But I sent it, and so if that's in the suitcase, I'll do it. I'll go back and
that yearly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not
monthly.
I'm not going to be greedy.
No,
or
why would
like
you
that.
Be?
It's not monthly. How many zeros is that?
That's a lot. You didn't do any commas. Oh, I believe Mike.
No, you can take a zero off. Okay. I think that makes the first part a 10.
No, I think that would make it 100.
100? No. Okay. Well, you know what?
Yeah, what you typed us was with a B.
Thank you very much for the job offer, Mr. Powers. I don't want to do that. I didn't enjoy the experience the last time, and I enjoy doing this.
I wonder if Shamrock is available, or is he on the beach, as they say? You can snatch up
even
some
when
talent.
Even with little radio stations, even with little one horse radio stations, they hurt.
Yeah, they
don't. Don't they? They hurt you. They just hurt Rob recently. Yes. You know, at 97 The Wave.
Mike, when you make an exorbitant amount like I did, obviously I was the thing between making budget.
Yeah. It's like, hi, thank you. Oh, you're very welcome. We appreciate being used. Thank you. Thank you so much. We appreciate that a good deal.
They weren't even bored. I was just loading it into their automation system.
A reminder that this is the best place for us.
Yes.
Well, it is. I mean, because it's whatever way the wind blows, that's the radio business. Mm-hmm. And it's not like they invented it. It's been that way forever. And some people can last a long time, and some people can make a transition into other walks of life, like computer sales. And other people can, do a podcast. And, right now, though, at my advanced age, it's official. I passed this about 3 months ago. This is all I know how to do, and all I will ever know how to do is this. So I'm screwed if there's anything I could greet at Walmart or do this.
I think, Mike, you could be a weatherman.
I don't think so.
You wouldn't be a meteorologist.
No, I'm too old.
He likes
now.
To be
I'm too
mean.
Old to be on TV.
A weatherman's nice.
No, a weatherman yells at the weather. How about the weatherman that's mad at the weather?
If I was a weatherman, I would be mean and curmudgeon-y because I got to be mean. And the it's just like I would be over on the set and and it's just like, well, what do we have happening now, Pete? What do you think's happening, Shelley? It's sunny in 85, like it was the last 3 days. Duh. By the way,
hey, I know what your catchphrase could be.
Nice age inappropriate dress. Let's take a look at the low pressure system that's coming into our area right now. And Shelly better not wear that outside. Yeah, she might run into that low pressure system. Then everything would just go snap. Am I right, Shelly? Yeah, very good.
I know what your catchphrase would be.
By the way, the 8-pound sack just called and the 40 pounds of potatoes are ready to go.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm just making up a fictitious person. But
Mike, what your catchphrase, your catchphrase as the weatherman would be, "It's Florida, duh."
It's Florida, duh.
Yeah, right. Don't forget the sunscreen.
Listen, it'll be a let's take a look on the Florida suspended license bicycle meter. Let's take a look at it. Yep, for all you drunks who want to ride to the bar on your sickle, should be a great day for it today. Get outside and enjoy yourself. Thanks, and don't forget, bring plenty of smokes. Yes, Oscar.
How much time do we have left?
Oh, we have plenty of time.
Okay, first DWI on one of these scooters. Mike, you don't know about them here in the city. Maybe you've seen them when you were in Boston visiting, but here in the city there are a I would say
are they like little razor scooters?
Hundreds,
yeah, but they're battery operated.
Of battery operated scooters that are dockless. They don't go into the dock. They just get left on the street like
rubbish,
like rubbish, like trash. And then you go up with your app and you unlock them and you ride them. That's all you have to do.
And do they are they the kind of things where you just you stand on them like a skateboard with a handle on
yes.
it? Is that really
yeah.
what
and
it
they
is?
Move? They move. They go up to 15 miles an hour. They move
15 miles. And
so,
somebody got a Dewey on
so
it.
So Dewey. For some time now, I have seen them with people with, you know, they would have helmets on. So I'm like, oh, that's fine. Now right. people without helmets in business clothes are zooming by you on the main thoroughfare, on the main streets.
Yeah.
Which I think is the dumbest thing ever because they're not allowed to be on the sidewalk. So they're on they're on the street.
And if you're after, if you're like out of in D.C., like after 4 o'clock, you know, it is essentially gridlock on, yes. on an artery like Wisconsin Avenue. So you've got two cars stopped going this way, two rows of cars stopped going this way. And then in between them,
well, I mean, I've actually got the video of the when they debuted them in D.C. Let's listen. This is one of the what are they called? Is there a name for them? Because
well,
I don't have that.
There are
on the
three
story.
Different companies, but the major company is Bird.
Bird. This Bird. Is the Bird scooter, scooters, yeah. and they're all over D.C. Mm-hmm. And you scan it, and then it starts up. Let's listen to it right now. Okay. There it is. That's the Bird scooter.
So,
what kind of battery does that run? Like a 9-volt?
I don't know, but you better not drink on the thing because you never know what's going to happen. You know?
Oh. Briefly.
Aunt Pearl! Uncle Peter! I fell out of the goddamn Bird!
Arthur, you're very drunk.
I know. Yes, Uncle Peter. You don't have 14 Bird scooters in your closet.
We understand the scooter is small, Arthur.
It's a small vehicle. I'm talking small. I understand crickets are renting it to go on a road race. This is not a big item.
Yes, yes, Oscar. You were going to say what?
The first DWI was yes. given to a rider of these Bird scooters. The man lost his license.
Oh, no. It's sad. He's on a scooter?
Yeah, it's drunk.
You know, you can't get really, really drunk and get on anything two wheels.
Right.
It's so mm-mm. dangerous. The worst, I told the story, it was my low point, was literally my personal low.
I remember.
When I went down to Bermuda with a lady and we broke up in Bermuda and I ended up going into town on a scooter and then going, nobody loves me. Nobody cares. Nobody loves. Okay, I'll get on my scooter now. And how I made it back is I don't know how it ever happened.
Wasn't it
don't do that at home.
Wasn't
kids.
It dark and okay. stormies?
No, it was just probably just beer. And you know, but there were lots of Americans at the time down there, and you know, and I said I met a great guy. His name was Brett Kavanaugh, and he was just he was actually drunker than I.
Oh my God!
Happened.
We lost him.
We lost Mike.
So we'll have him when he gets back.
Yeah, let's take a break. And when we return, more of the same. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
America was founded on balance. Two houses of legislature, the two-party system. And here at Political Persuasions, we have the two sides of O'Mara. The calm Mike.
I am open-minded.
And the burning liberal Mike.
It's crap. That's what I do. I rant.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Together, they coexist in Mike's brain and right here on Political Persuasions.
It's about the guns.
They clash. They argue.
Tough
beans.
With a little help from me, Chris Freitz, they provide a balanced seesaw of sanity.
How many people shoot for food?
Can somebody please pass the blood pressure medication?
Speaker of the House? Come on.
Political Persuasion. Download it this Thursday and every Thursday at politicalpersuasions.com.
I'm going to die.
And wherever fine podcasts are found.
We're all going to die, and someday you are as well.
And God bless America.
Makes me want to throw up.
This is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System. No action is needed.
Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Talkspace, the online therapy company that lets you message a licensed therapist anytime, anywhere, using your computer or the Talkspace mobile app. With Talkspace, anyone can get therapy, and for much less money than traditional therapy. That's phenomenal.
Great idea.
It's so convenient. You can start right now with a licensed therapist that understands how you live your life today. And everybody knows this is the reality of the world. It is tough. It is tough to manage. And sometimes it's just spectacular to have someone to talk to. No appointments, no leaving the office, no judgments. You duck out. You take a moment for yourself. And you talk with the same therapist every time. They'll always be there to listen and help you make positive changes. Sometimes all you need is somebody to listen, and Talkspace is there for you. Check out the Talkspace.com website to read about Olympian Michael Phelps and how therapy helped him. It can help you too. Doesn't matter how successful you are. Doesn't matter how unsuccessful you are. It does not matter.
I've been through
talking
therapy
to somebody.
Changed
it's fantastic.
Changed my life. Changed my life.
The Talkspace platform has over 2,000 licensed therapists who are experienced in addressing life challenges that we all face. To match with a perfect therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, go to Talkspace.com/TMOS and use the code TMOS to get $45 off your first month and show your support for this show. That's TMOS and Talkspace.com/TMOS. Start feeling better today. Let me just add one more thing about Talkspace. The best therapy I've ever had, and I've had multiple experiences with it, okay? I don't know if anybody's aware of the fact I've been married 3 times. I have been in offices, and if you're one of these traditionalists that think the only way you get therapy is to knock on a door and go into an office, you're wrong. Best therapy I ever had was via the phone. Person that helped me the most in my life is someone I never met personally. And that is why I believe in Talkspace, and you should too. Check out the story of Michael Phelps. It really is fascinating how therapy helped him, and we all need it, okay? What was the story this week? The super slab going down from D.C. to Stafford, Virginia, in the Washington, D.C. suburbs. Mm-hmm. The worst traffic spot in the nation right now.
We're number one.
How about that? How about that? All right. Enough about me. Now about you. Oscar, you have a person in your neighborhood. By the way, I'm joking about the red tide. I don't think I got the red tide. You got somebody really with West Nile virus in your neighborhood.
And
is that true?
What's interesting about my neighborhood is most people don't live in my neighborhood year round. They're
from away?
They leave and come back. So when it gets, they're snowbirds. And I didn't.
So they don't like DC in the best time? DC in the summer? Oh, it's so great.
They go up north, or they go to Colorado.
They go north, they go west, they go wherever they go. Now, I only know this about 4 or 5 neighbors, but what's interesting is they have such large families that family members come to DC to visit a lot. So I always get to meet their extended family.
Right.
One of my neighbors who couldn't be cooler, he had texted my wife and I and said, do you mind picking up the mail? And we thought it was just a general, I'm out of town type of situation.
Sure.
And my wife, I said, hey, did you pick up the mail for so-and-so? She goes, yeah. He goes, you know, he's actually there, but he's bedridden. And I said, what?
God, bedridden sounds like it's like World War II.
And he's got.
Is he elderly?
He is younger than you, Mike. Younger than you.
So, yes.
Wow. Thank you, Rob. Yeah. So the answer is a definitive yes. There we are. Yes.
And apparently he spent time in Florida. He ended up in the ER in Florida with West Nile, and they transferred him to Georgetown once he got a little better, but he's still on the road to recovery. What I didn't know is that West Nile was still a thing and it takes 4 months to fully recover.
Are you sure it's not Zika?
Positive, it's not
Is that
Zika.
The same thing? Is West Nile and Zika the same thing? Or
I don't think know. It, I don't know, Mike. That's a great question.
Right here, according to Wikipedia, so you know it's true.
Yeah.
West Nile fever is a viral infection typically spread by mosquitoes.
Ooh.
Mm. In about 75% of infections, people have few or no symptoms. About 20% of people develop fever, headache, vomiting, and or a rash. In less than 1% of the people, encephalitis or meningitis occurs with associated neck stiffness, confusion, and seizures.
Mm-mm-mm.
The first U.S. case of West Nile was 1999.
Now, if you remember that scene from E.T. where the guys came in spacesuits.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's the first thing I thought we had to get through. Apparently not the case at the moment. So why I wanted to bring it up was I don't think we hear about Zika or West Nile anymore. Am I wrong? I watch the nightly news like that. Is that scare over?
Well, I think it's past. I think people are bored of it.
Look, anytime you have mosquitoes, you have a problem, but the difference between Zika and West Nile is
do one more?
What?
Yeah.
What's going on? I don't know what's going on here. What's the what's West Nile? Hey everybody, how you doing? All the old paintings on the tomb, they do the sand dance, don't you know? Sorry.
Oh,
I am so
God.
Bad with my computer.
Mice is fantastic.
Here's great
Walk
news.
Walk Like an Egyptian. That's the song we're talking about right there, yeah.
Only one in 150 people die when they get it. Those are pretty good odds.
Not
yeah.
bad.
So
not bad.
How long again has this guy been bedridden in your neighborhood?
So he spent a month in Florida.
In a hospital?
In a hospital. And now he
That's not a very good vacation.
Another... I would say 3 weeks in the hospital here in D.C., and now he's home, so I think he's got another couple months just trying to get through the days, right?
Right.
Wow, and you guys are helping out by getting
mail
and stuff like
that? We are, but...
Do you know what his medication regimen is?
Don't even get into that. I'm in and out of there, like, no problem.
Yeah, do you have, like, a contagious vibe where you just run out of there like, sick man, I'm going to breathe the air. Oh, no.
I'm very comfortable with germs and people that are like if I need to throw out something and then maybe that's from just being younger and being with my family, my sister and brother and them being doctors.
Okay.
What I'm not comfortable with is being in someone's home knowing that I don't know everything I should be doing or not doing. It's like when you're a guest in someone's house.
Right. Okay.
But,
I'm with you.
I usually only go in people's houses when they're not home.
Right.
Like a cat burglar.
Yeah.
How did you get the gig? How did you become the guy?
Because we're nice, Mike. Because we're nice.
Okay, all right. That's nice.
Because
like
we don't
that.
Like to be mean. We don't right. like to be right. mean.
Well, I'm nice, too. My neighbors like me, sort of.
And also, Mike, keep in mind that once you have the West Nile virus and you're bedridden, your choices are limited. You have to go with what's available.
Word around town spread once I worked on that lady's gutters on the corner of our street.
He's not speaking in code, by the way. It was literally gutters.
Right. Do you talk to the neighbor?
Yeah. I stop neighbors when they're walking down the street. I'm like, hey, how's your day going?
Is it hard to understand him with the oxygen mask on?
No, he doesn't have the oxygen mask.
Okay.
Could you get my mail? I just need you to get my mail.
Oh my! So is he suitably grateful?
Oh yeah.
Have you had eye contact with him?
Yes.
Have you been in the same room?
Yes. Yes.
Mm.
He's fantastic.
He's fantastic, Mike. He's bedridden.
Or no, for a guy who I thought would have died from West Nile.
Right.
If you're in the hospital for a month,
we have actually a tape of Oscar talking to the neighbor with West
Excellent
Nile.
Excellent news.
We have this. Can we play that tape, please? Thank you.
Listen.
Ciao bello, come stai?
Well. Am I coming to see you?
Yeah, soon, I hope. But first I need you to pack off the boys.
No?
Yes, I know. The day you never thought would arrive has.
That's the neighbor.
Now, Cordell will fax the veterinary forms directly to Animal and Plant Health, but you need to get the vet affidavits from Sardinia. Yeah. What's my name?
Uh-huh. Bene.
How are they?
They are big, Mason.
Lady B.
Okay, can name the movie. Name the movie that I played the clip from.
No idea, but
that
it's marvelous.
That is the Gary Oldman character from Hannibal, the guy that's got his face ripped off. You know, that guy right there talking to some guy in Italy going, Benny, Benny. So make sure
who that's the
And he's ordering the pigs that are going to kill people.
70 kilos.
Oh, wow.
Can you hear?
Oh, they sound fantastic.
Okay. All right,
did Gary Oldman play, who played Churchill?
Gary Oldman played Mason Verger in the film Hannibal. That's in 2001.
Gary Oldman played Commissioner Gordon, didn't he, in the new Dark Knight? I think that's who that's his most recent sort of pop role.
Oh, no, that was Brian Cox that played Churchill.
Brian who?
Right, exactly.
Cox.
I just picture this old guy with like an IV next to his bed, and he goes like, come on in, Oscar. Come on in. I got the West Nile right now.
The conversation you just had was similar to if you watched the latest iteration of Churchill, the movie.
Yes.
At the end when Churchill calls Roosevelt, and Roosevelt's on this like... a terrible connection.
Of course.
And he might be in Maine at the time. And Churchill.
Campobello, probably.
Yeah, probably. Yes. That's New York, isn't it?
Or New York.
That's Canada.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It can't be. He's a president of the United States.
Campobello's in Canada.
He was my favorite sitting
president.
Probably
because Roosevelt says, well, because Churchill wants the fighter planes.
Did you just make a wheelchair joke about Franklin Delano Roosevelt?
It's a classic joke.
Your favorite sitting president. Jesus. Oh, don't worry about it. It's disgusting. It's like a 1930s joke. All right. No, they didn't know he had polio back in the 30s. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
He asked for the fighter jets that they'd paid for. Churchill did. He goes, can we get the fighter jets?
Right.
We need them. We need help. And Churchill says, within our treaty, we've told the world that we're going to stay out of the war. He goes, but we've paid for those fighter jets, Mr. President. And he says, well, I imagine we could get some horses and drag them across the border in Canada. And if you had your guys take them from Canada, then technically we're not giving you these fighter jets.
And that's how they got them there.
Yeah, we're on the same page.
That's all well and good, but I can't believe that Roosevelt was vacationing in Canada.
Did you look up Campobello?
Yes, it's not okay.
What do you mean it's not? That's where he had. That's where he went. That's
Campobello Island is in the Canadian province of New Brunswick.
Canadian Maritimes, New Brunswick, very close to where I live.
Yeah. That's probably where he caught polio.
And now, for some reason, I've got the Gary Oldman character from Hannibal. Oscar, just leave the mail on the nightstand. I'll look for you tomorrow. Could you possibly bring me by a tuna fish sandwich, please?
Yesterday.
Benny.
Comes
Benny,
full Benny. Circle.
Yes.
I thought this my neighbor had been bedridden for what felt like a month now since he's been back.
He was standing at the top of the stoop and he had an erection. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead. That's a recovery.
The FedEx guy comes to the house. I was at the house with some handyman trying to fix something again in my house.
Of course. I see the
FedEx guy roll up and knock on the door.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the house is far enough for me that I can't see the door, but I can hear the knock, knock, knock.
Sure.
FedEx. I, like a rube, stick my head out my window because it's a dollhouse and I'm next to the window. I said, he may be home, but can't come to the door.
Oh, so you're so you see him at the neighbor's house and you holler across.
I was like, right. I'll pick that up for him. I'll be right down. And then
a very quaint.
And then I see my neighbor pop his door open. He goes, I got it, Oscar. Thank you. This is across the street. Across
I'm okay
the
now. Everything's fine. Could you send Shannon over at 7 p.m. for bath time as usual, please?
And
thank you.
As usual.
Yes.
And the FedEx guy is like doing that dog thing back and forth where you look up and down, and he's like, these idiots, moving on.
But you know what you should have done? You should have yelled down to the FedEx guy, sorry, I didn't mean to bother you. You see, he has West Nile virus.
Right.
It's contagious.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Sign here.
The last time I made it downstairs is when American Idol was really popular. That's it. Nice. Thank you, Oscar. Thank you for all. Thank you and Shannon for all your wonderful, wonderful.
We
efforts.
Are the worst neighbors. If we help you, we will tell the world.
You think I could borrow your dog as a, you know, as a companion animal the next time I fly? We'll take a break and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills. I just picture the guy rich for some reason. Right. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
There he is.
Now, the Mike O'Mara Show has conquered all social media, like Twitter and YouTube. But now you can follow the Mike O'Mara Show on Instagram.
That's Twitter. Right,
just go over to Instagram, at Mike O'Mara Show, nice. And you get to see stories from the boys and pictures of what's going on the show. Check it out. Do it now. Now, let's get back to the man who loves to take selfies of himself. Mike O'Mara.
Oh, yeah. That's what I do Twitter. Every day. Oh,
Twitter. Yeah. Twitter.
Welcome back Instagram. To the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Grove. How do you know it's officially fall? For some people, it's the changing leaves or the first day of school. But for me, oh, yes, it's the return of Mrs. Meyer's fall seasonal scents.
Yes.
Like mom and apple cider. And this year, Mrs. Meyer's has released a brand new seasonal scent. You're going to love it. I know you. Pumpkin.
Great.
It smells exactly how it looks. Clean, simple, and cozy. It's distinctively fall, but it smells so good. I like to use it year-round. It is, I'm not kidding anybody here. Mrs. O'Mara loves the pumpkin.
Of course.
She loves the spice smell. When you place your first order of $20 from Grove, the company that everybody's talking about, because one of the large reasons for that is these Mrs. Meyer's products that are phenomenal, you're going to get with a $20 order a free fall set in your choice of scents, apple cider, pumpkin, or mum. It includes Mrs. Meyer's fall hand soap, dish soap, multi-surface spray, and more. Did I mention the Mrs. Meyer's products? Fantastic for
you
the environment.
Them. Yeah.
Plus, if you spend $39, you also receive a free Grove cleaning caddy to organize all your favorite supplies. We love Grove. Oscar loves Grove. Even his neighbor across the street loves Grove.
Everybody loves it. Absolutely love it.
Oscar.
Do you have the cleaning caddy, sir?
He was going to say something. Hold on. He's laughing.
What's Gary Oldman's favorite Grove product?
I like the pig cleaner. I don't know what I'm doing here. Grove has you covered for all your cleaning needs as you head into fall. Amazing natural household products from brands like Mrs. Meyer's, Method, and Seventh Generation. If you've been thinking about trying Grove Collaborative, this is your chance. When you sign up using our link, you get the free fall set, plus free shipping and a free 60-day trial VIP membership. But you must hurry. This offer expires November 4th. Go to grove.co/TMOS to get started. That's grove.co/TMOS. Remember, not grove.com.
Right.
Lot going on there.
Just briefly, want to clarify here, the Churchill movie that I thought Brian caught. So there are so many Churchill movies. This is my mistake.
Right.
The Darkest Hour is the movie that I was talking about.
I see.
The Darkest Hour came out last year. Mike, we've both seen it.
Yeah, Darkest Hour, Gary Oldman does a good job. But I will tell you, the character of Winston Churchill, it's been way overdone. I like Albert Finney. I like his version of Churchill.
I haven't seen his.
Which was which I thought captured kind of the softness of Churchill and the vices of Churchill, which, Churchill was, he'd like load up at breakfast. I think he'd have brandy with breakfast.
Oh, yeah. He was an all-day drinker.
He'd drink and smoke cigars all day long, and which the story, wouldn't we all like to be, really, when you think about it?
The great story is when someone approached him and he said, "Madam, you're drunk." And no, he said, though,
Mr. Churchill, you're drunk. He said, yes, I may be, madam, but you're ugly. And at least in the morning, I will be sober.
Yeah. So great.
Winston Churchill.
We used to do a conference call service that when they put you on hold, they would play tapes of Churchill talking. And it was so engaging to listen to the man talk.
Yeah. And the thing is, all these actors try to capture Winston Churchill, and when you go back and you listen, they're close. They're even great Gary Oldman, who's one of the greatest of the great.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the greatest of all time. And it's just, there's something about Churchill that was just so incredibly unique. Yeah. And, you know, one of the figures of history. And in this nostalgic time, it's weird the way all these things come out in a pocket. Like you get four Churchill movies within 3 years. It's very, very odd.
Did you all get the presidential text since we're talking about history?
You know what? I was looking yesterday because last night.
I thought that the building was burning down.
About it.
Because we had like, you know, 8 or 10 people here at PV.
Podcast I know Village. I didn't get it. I didn't. No, I 218 it came in. Said this is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System. Yeah. No action is needed. So there it is.
Yeah, it hit everyone at the village at the same time. We're all in there on the computers and we heard
nah. I texted, that's amazing.
I texted back, new phone, who dis?
And it says presidential alert. And yeah, that's and everybody in the country got it at the same time. And I don't think he strikes me as the kind of person that would ever use that.
No, no. The thing that surprised me.
No problem at all with that. Imagine that. You know?
I was pleased to get the alert.
I'm not leaving. That'll be the next step. I'm not leaving.
I was pleased to get the alert, but what surprised me, did you also get the poop emoji with it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I sent back a thumbs up. Can you...
LOL.
And of course, and you can't, the one thing that's just a little scary about it, as I'm looking at it right now, there's nothing you can do with it. You know, you can't really respond to it. You can, and that's kind of,
and you wouldn't want to, because really when you get right down to it, it's a huge group text and you don't want to bother everyone with a singular reply.
You're spamming America.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Please stop.
I want to opt out of this group text.
Well, look, the National Weather Service, I get it. If there's a tornado warning, tell people about it.
Right.
I could do without the flash floods, but I know those will kill people too. But
thank you, Oscar.
Overall, don't invade my private space, please. I watch the news enough. And does this cost data? I bet it does. Luckily, I have unlimited.
Very good. I'm looking forward to many more of them, and I hope they get more and more entertaining as time goes on. In this crazy world
what
we live in.
What if it's Red Sox win?
Red Sox win? It would be Yankees win. He's from Queens. Yeah. He's from Queens. No, he's probably a Mets fan. He's from Queens.
Yeah. Yeah.
What That's if he just starts? What down. If the president just starts sending out memes? Have you seen this one with the dog on the phone?
Really quick, and we don't have time to talk about it. We can talk about it tomorrow. But what was more fun, getting the presidential alert, Rob, or going to a college campus?
The presidential alert did not make me feel like I was ancient. So there's that.
Did you go over with the kids when you talked in front of the
class? Yeah, it was actually, I spoke to three classes. It was three consecutive classes. Two was introduction to radio production.
And the last one.
How
did you graduate with that?
VCU. I can answer.
Okay. Remember, they're not accredited.
And then they are now. But I was in that soft spot when they lost the accreditation. The third class was advanced. It was a 300 level class, and there was only four or five students in it, and that was very
there
cool.
There were only four or five students?
There were only four. What did I say there was?
Yeah, there was five
man,
students.
Man, you're falling apart.
Yeah, must be me.
There was five, so, you know, I being as educated as you are, I just always get surprised.
Didn't you major in Latin?
No.
How was the AP class?
The advanced class was really cool. Actually, one of the class members in it was Grace, our intern, and she says hi to everybody. It was really nice to see her and see that she's doing well.
Did you make another
Oscar gave
mistake?
A look. I gave it. So but, Grace, did she back you up at all? Or did
she spoke very, very highly
she
of
the program.
Is
she with us anymore? Does she come by anymore?
She is planning to come by in the near future, but she's in the middle of classes right now.
Right.
But there was another student in that class that has already applied to be an intern with us, so we will have someone coming on soon.
We got a fresh one?
Yep. And it was the thing that really sort of stopped me in my tracks is I always start by the professor. His name is Roger Smith, and he's a great supporter of our show, always has been.
Mm-hmm.
And he introduces me as part of the legendary Don and Mike show, Heritage Radio Show, and Rob will tell you a little bit about himself. And when I started doing the math, I realized that all these freshmen that I'm talking to were born in the year 2000. And so I had already been in the business for like 8 years when they were born, and you just suddenly start feeling ancient.
Ah, not if you're Mike O'Mara thinking you can marry them.
That's true. That's true. I think the
thank you. Middle school. Thank you very much. That's great.
The thing that really hit me hardest is when I was talking about the glory days of radio, because they don't remember them. And I said there was a time when radio was very important. There were no iPhones to listen to. You didn't have Spotify. Mm. You didn't have podcasts. When you got in the car, you listened to the radio. And I talked about how, you know, it was a big money business. And there was a time when the talent was paid well and they had Johnny Carson styled vacations. And I realized nobody knows who Johnny Carson is because he was off the air 8 years.
You should have done the thing I told you to do, and you didn't do that.
What's that?
I told you. Do the Kavanaugh. Didn't you? You didn't do the Kavanaugh thing?
I didn't do the Kavanaugh thing, no.
You didn't bring them calendars?
No, I didn't do that.
I was just thinking that might be a good
stacks
icebreaker.
Stacks and stacks of calendars? Yeah,
he brings in the calendars, hands them out, and says, hey, listen, are you watching this Supreme Court thing? Write everything down, kids.
Yes.
Every party, every encounter. Every day,
journal.
Especially
you got a
every
journal.
Day.
Yeah, and right. they actually, Mike, they wrote down for that particular day. Creepy old man from radio show spoke at class.
Creepy old man from radio show spoke at class, told us to record every beer drunk. That's it.
But I will say this about the freshmen of George Mason University. They love the IGTV video of Oscar's mom getting eye surgery.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was fun to show
that's
them that.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, I look forward to the new crop coming in for
the
holiday season. That'll be very exciting. And hi, Grace. We'll take a break. Come back. News you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
In the latter years of the 2000s, a crack team of disc jockeys was thrown off the air, innocent victims of a format flip. These men escaped to the darkest reaches of the internet. Still wanted by their fans, they survive as podcasters. If you need laughter and no one else can help, and you have a smartphone, maybe you can download The Mike O'Mara Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program. It's The Mike O'Mara Show. www.mikeomarashow.com.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by The Murder Mystery. Back to the 80s. Hi, everybody. It's a hilarious 1980s theme murder mystery involving a high school reunion, a 30-year-old time capsule, and murder. Starring 98 Rock Morning Show host Justin Schlegel. We'll be partying with him out in Las Vegas. Good guy. Rob and Joe are going to be there. Plus, we're going to be on stage, too. It's going to be a lot of fun. We have to be on stage for the whole time?
No. You guys, actually, I have a little stage time because of my role. Yeah, but you guys play your part from the audience.
Oh, so we don't have... Then why did you say on stage guests?
Well, you're kind of... I should say spotlighted guests.
Your lines is, I love beer. Don't you love beer?
Yeah, what beer do you like?
All right, I'm just writing down this so I know, okay? So we don't have to be on the stage, right?
No, but you could if you wanted to. You could rush the stage.
You will be there.
Yes.
Maybe. All right, moving right along.
You're not helping the cause when you say maybe.
The real star of the show is you. Select audience members.
Tonight, the role of Mike O'Mara will be played by Dan O'Brien.
Select audience members get to play parts in the show, and everyone gets to guess who the murderer is.
Murder.
Saturday, November 3rd at 7 p.m. in the Zappos Council Chambers Theaters. Hey, that's the same place we'll be the night before.
Hot
for
venue.
Tickets, click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com. Make a weekend of it. Back to the 80s. Drink, laugh, solve a murder. And we are really, really excited about murder. That. They're all coming out with us, and we'll see you there.
News.
All right, hold on. God damn it, Mike.
News.
Jeez. Swear to God, I'm trying. I'm doing the work. There it is. Right now, that's too loud here. I'm going to turn that down.
You're doing the work. You're baby stepping.
It's YouTube. Jeff Bezos recently became the richest person in modern history.
Ooh.
Hey, good for him.
Yeah.
Ooh.
By the way, Monday, tune in. We got something special about
Monday.
Jeff Bezos. It's not. He's not going to like it.
Now, you know what? He's not going to know.
He's not going to know. The Amazon founder, for the first time since 1994, Bill Gates, has been unseated at the top of the Forbes 400. Bezos is the first new number one in 24 years with a net worth of $160 billion.
With a B.
The rich are apparently getting richer. Forbes notes that this year, the minimum net worth to join its annual list of the 400 wealthiest Americans climbed to its highest level yet, $2.1 billion.
Ugh.
There's nothing wrong with that, ladies and gentlemen. That's $100 million more than last
year.
And son. The average net worth of a list member is also up from last year, $7.2 billion, compared to 2017, $6.5 billion. They all have...
If I had $1 billion.
Oh, if I had 1 million.
Yeah.
Right.
I was updating the song by DNL.
If I had 100,000.
It's been 4 months. 10, I'm going to give you all the details with this story. 4 months since the revival of their hit show Roseanne was canceled by ABC in May after the co-star Roseanne Barr said the racist stuff online. Now the stars are opening up about the controversy and talking about their spinoff called The Conners. Here's the quote from John Goodman. He says, there was the feeling of not wanting it to go away until we were already, Goodman told People magazine. There was a debt owed to this fictional family. We wanted to finish telling the story. That's about bringing it back. Mm-hmm. The actor recalls first hearing of the tweet that Roseanne made in his kitchen, and maybe my daughter or my wife told me. It just didn't seem true. Then it got true. I was continuously trying to accept it. For Sarah Gilbert, it was more about compartmentalizing the news. She says, I don't remember too much. It was more just, okay, what are we dealing with today? It was just kind of taking things one step at a time as they came. Lori Metcalf, she says that at first I thought, oh, I wonder if we still have a show because of how everything became so heavy. In the weeks following the cancellation, each of them struggled to find acceptance. Goodman held on to the hope of resurrecting it. He says it was so unbelievable to do this show, and it was like easy come, easy go. It was just gone. Mm-hmm. Lori Metcalf says, just trying to reconcile myself to the show being gone, and, you know, coming off such a high, it was hard to wrap our heads around. It had to be incredibly difficult.
What about DJ?
DJ
Michael Fishman.
DJ said, his quote is, duh. Thank you,
of those people mentioned in that story, those three are both, all three of them are stronger performers and more important to the show than Roseanne ever was.
Yep.
So, you know, maybe they can pull it off.
I'm happy for the cast.
I'm happy for John Goodman. He's a good guy.
They get to get another paycheck. Most of them haven't worked in decades. They get another shot at it.
That's right. Fishman all the way.
Jimmy Kimmel will see a dream come true when he opens a comedy club next spring in Las Vegas, Nevada, where he will make regular appearances and give up-and-coming comics a chance to hone their talents. The late-night talk show host joined casino giant Caesars Entertainment in announcing plans Wednesday for the newest comedy club in Sin City. Kimmel, a Las Vegas native, has spent a year planning everything from ceiling height to food for the venue along an outdoor promenade on the Las Vegas Strip across from Caesars Palace Casino Resort, everybody.
Baby.
So, that's good. That'll be good. I think it's good. That's a good venture. We'll see.
What's great is that since he came up through the ranks in the comedy clubs, he knows how to make it work. It's not like some guy going in that won't, you know, treat the comics right.
Yeah, and broadcasters and bars, always an incredible combination. Today is National Taco Day, but in a way, is it every day? Isn't it every day?
Right? Taco Tuesday. It's an exciting day.
Exciting day for your people, Oscar.
Oh, yeah.
The good news is a bunch of big Mexican food chains are giving away free tacos today, except for the Mac Daddy Taco Bell.
Well, that's America's favorite taco restaurant.
Here's Taco Bell's promotion.
Yes.
They're not giving away tacos, but they're selling gift sets where you can pay $5 to buy 4 tacos for a friend. Thanks, Taco Bell.
Are we allowed to eat the tacos ourselves, or does it have to be for a friend?
Buying it for my friend me. Anyway, to keep you entertained from now till you start mainlining your free tacos, putting on the wrist.
It's
you're
taco.
Doing the same thing I did. More than 95% of Americans say they like tacos, and 71% prefer tacos over burritos. 3/4 of us eat... That's taco putting on the ribs. 3/4 of us eat tacos at least once a month. And the most popular taco meat in order, carne asada.
Ooh!
Barbacoa.
Yes.
Which Americans never know what that is. What's the barbacoa? Is that beef or pork?
I think it's a movie with...
Jane Fonda.
Wasn't it barbacoa? Yeah.
Chicken, in pork, space? And... Is it chorizo?
Chorizo.
Yeah, good stuff.
The least popular meat... Lengua.
Oh,
that
tongue.
Sounds like a line
tongue.
Out of yeah, beef tongue, cow tongue. Yeah, lengua. Hey, you want some lengua?
Benny.
There's a new product on Kickstarter called IRL glasses, which stands for in real life, and they look like normal sunglasses, but instead of just blocking UV rays, they block the light coming from TVs and computers.
Oh my
god! The screens look blank.
Mac has them here in studio. Mac Attack, put them on, model them for
Mac. Can you walk in front of the screen
and
show me real quick?
And take your shirt off.
Yeah, with your shirt off.
The guys who invented them, let's see them. Here we go. Oh, they look like normal glasses. That's very, very cool.
Can I try them on? Can I try them on?
Hey, look, it's Clark Kent.
That's wonderful.
Bring them over.
That's exciting. The guys who invented them posted a video, and they claim they didn't use any special effects. If that's true, it looks like they do really work by taking advantage of something called horizontal polarized optics.
Look at nerdy Oscar.
Yeah, nerdy Oscar with the
can
look at a screen he can't
panties?
See.
What is that?
The inventors claim
there you go.
That the current prototype works on most TVs and some computers, but not cell phones
yet. Bunch of
yet.
Perverts with those glasses.
You can pre-order the screens that will not allow you to see your computer or your phone for $49 on Kickstarter, and they start shipping in April. Now, I've heard of a knockoff version of these glasses as well. They're called Don't Look at Your Screen.
Yeah, you know, I had the same thought, Mike. Christ. If I don't want to see my TV, all I have to do is not wear glasses.
Yes, turn it off.
Yeah, turn it off.
All right, come on. And now a little something, something. There's a 17-year-old girl in Hartford, Michigan. She's a cheerleader, and she really wanted to be elected homecoming queen. So she started trying to bribe kids to vote for her a few weeks ago by passing out pot brownies at her high school. But someone, like they always do, anonymously tipped off the principal, and they called the cops. The cops say the girl passed out 12 brownies, and they managed to confiscate three of them, which they sent to the state lab for testing. No charges have been filed yet, but the girl could be facing a felony for distributing the brownies in a drug-free zone.
Yes.
And besides, that is not the way we do things at Adrian Garcia Vocational. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Mike. We're having our homecoming dance this weekend. You too can work at a hotel. Anyway, we'll take a break. And when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Audio Vault and Mr. Rob Spiewak.
And we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen, and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
There's a chill in the air, and that can only mean one thing. It's autumn. Yes?
I was just saying, it's one thing. Autumn, bitches.
Autumn, bitches. All of my favorite TV shows are back for the new fall season. Cliffhangers galore. Who shot J.R. Ewing? Does Joni still love Chachi? Will David screw Maddie on Moonlighting? Who knocked up Betty Rubble? Was it Fred or Mr. Slate? Is Mac liking this? That's
Mac
good.
Mac likes it, yeah.
Will Jack Benny ever give Eddie Rochester Anderson a raise? That's... You've taken it now a little too far.
Where's that?
The world may never know, but I know this. It's easy to better yourself. Sign up for the TMOS bonus show right now.
When?
Yes. The future of our show depends on it. Besides, you don't know what you're missing. It's the most fun we have each week, and it still has that yummy flavor that screams, must see TV! And gourds. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the bonus banner and get the bonus show. We thank you. Open up the audio vault for today, Thursday, October 4, 2018, Rob Spiewak.
This you will find on our Facebook page if you'd like to see the visual component of this this tape I'm about to play.
All right.
The thing I love about it is that it was filmed from a distance, so there's no actual engagement. A lady comes out of her house with a wrench so big it looks like it belongs in a Three Stooges short. It's literally... 3 feet long. It's a huge hit someone on the head wrench, but she doesn't hit someone on the head. She just attacks her boyfriend's Corvette. And if you've ever wondering what it would sound like to really beat the hell out of a Corvette with a 3-foot wrench, sounds like this.
Hasn't gone for the glass yet, huh?
No, she doesn't.
She's just doing the
body shots. Yeah, and I think, are they still made of fiberglass or are they metal now?
Depends on the year.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm sure that'll buff right out, but it's a fascinating video. I didn't include the part with the person who was taping it going, oh my God, oh
yeah, with
my
the camera,
God. Yeah.
The perfectly steady camera. Yeah. I'm so offended and sad. Look at my picture. God almighty.
Right. A little bit of, you're going to hear the sound in the next month or so of Beatles fans geeking out because it's the 50th anniversary of the White Album.
Oh, yeah.
And they're putting out a $250 box set that includes something that the Beatles fans have wanted forever, which is called the Esher Sessions. It's the first time the Beatles got together and played after they came back from India with the Maharishi. And it's also, historically, the last time the Beatles really enjoyed playing together as a band, because when they went to the studio to make the White Album, they all wanted to kill each other.
So, Mike,
that said... What? Everyone knows the song.
You're into this.
Yeah, I am. And I think
there's a lot of Beatles fans out there.
Yeah, there are a lot of Beatles. Yeah. Tony Perkins is into it.
The Esher Sessions have never been released in high quality and in their entirety, and this is the first time they've ever done it.
God,
but so everyone knows this song back in the USSR. It kicks off
Red
one of the
Sox
sides.
Yankees!
But listen to this.
Yeah.
Here's Paul's first attempt at recording. This is his demo of Back in the USSR. From Miami Beach, B-O-A-C. So you get, you're going to hear all this stuff, but the thing that...
O-M-G.
I'm with you, Rob.
But the thing that is, I always get thrilled and excited when I find out something about the Beatles that I don't know, because I know a lot of stuff
about
the Beatles.
Me too.
Did you know that when they recorded Back in the USSR, they recorded the track and then sped it up for the vocal. So when it was recorded, it was a much slower song. Here is the actual backing track of Back in the USSR. The tempo is lower, and it's in a different key. I had no idea this is how they recorded it.
I'm not with you anymore, Rob. We've lost everybody.
All right.
I disagree.
No, they cheated. They just sped it up.
No, it's not cheating, really. What it is using the studio
as
an instrument.
Okay, God.
So anyway, that's coming up, and that's very exciting.
There's a glockenspiel.
There's a glockenspiel. You mean like a tiny xylophone? All right.
Oh, Mike, we're back.
Jeff Bridges.
Okay, I'm here.
Mike.
Yes. I'm here. Yeah. Right.
Jeff Bridges.
What's he doing? Is he like, what's he licking Paul McCartney or something? What's going on?
Would you settle down?
We've moved on.
Oh, okay. All right.
Front.
It's the Glockenspiel sessions or whatever.
Sure.
And everybody's been waiting for that. And it's only $250.
Jeff Bridges.
Glad your kid's going to a state school, that's for sure. All right, go ahead. What?
Jeff Bridges, big Beatles fan, I'm sure, but his voice sounds great. That's one of the reasons I wanted to play this tape.
I gotta be mean.
But he tells a fascinating story about when he used to visit his dad, Lloyd Bridges, on movie sets, and he actually got kicked off a movie set. Oh, look who's here.
Why are you telling that story?
You told the story, Jeff.
Yeah, moving at Miami Beach.
By UAC. Listen to this. He actually got kicked off a set when he was a kid.
I got kicked off the set often when they, you know, do Westerns and they do the close-up. The horses, like you were saying, isn't moving around too much.
Yeah.
They put everybody on ladders. I'm a little kid about, you know, 8 years old or so, visiting my dad. And they're all up, all these grown men with cowboy hats are on these ladders. And they're all doing this. You know, and I broke up. I couldn't stand it. They said, get the kid off.
He got kicked off for laughing at old men on ladders, pretending to ride horses.
I didn't know that's how they did that.
Yeah, and Lloyd Bridges, the father, who was voyaged to the bottom of the sea. I'm old enough to remember that TV show. And then the Bridges boys, you know, who are the Bridges whales.
Yeah,
Bo, we should have them come back sometime. You
and
know?
Jeff, like, and of course, Steve.
Yeah, how about that album, huh, Rob?
The whales killed me.
I'd like to visit with them. Yeah, I think that would be great.
Good for you. Good for you. $250. Hey, what a bargain.
Oscar, can you name this song?
Oh, God. I know what it is. It's a driving video game.
It is a video game. It has nothing to do with driving.
Nope. On a Metroid.
Not Metroid.
Damn it.
Mike?
Eleanor Rigby.
That is, and this is on the Escher Sessions from the White Album.
Right.
No, actually, this is the theme to Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Oh, I should know that.
One of the biggest selling Nintendo games of all time, and I found out, look who's here.
Helter Skelter!
No, it's not right, Jeff, I'm sorry. They revealed this week that for all the licensing they got for Mike Tyson on all those video games, they paid him one time $50,000.
Oh my God.
So every time you see a Nintendo game that has Mike Tyson's image on it, he still is just because he got one check for 50 grand.
Who made that deal?
Hey, we all live in a yellow submarine, Rob.
Bo, didn't you engineer that deal?
There he goes. I'm sorry.
Bo is Mike Tyson's agent.
He
couldn't come back for just a second, did he?
In the town where I was born, we all live in a yellow submarine, don't we, Jeff? Yeah. Of course we do. It's underwater. It's fantastic. It's free. We all live. The White Owl, only 250.
All right.
That's your magic audio vault, everybody.
I'm sorry.
Have a great Thursday.
I'm out of here. Thanks for joining us. I know you love the Beatles, Rob. You never let us forget. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. But hey, I talked about the Red Sox and the Yankees, all right?
Who would win, Red Sox versus the Beatles?
I don't know, but it won't change a thing. I gotta be mean.
If you have a message for our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two B's at MikeOMarishow.com.
Our mailing address is
TMOS. That's Jeff. TMOS Box 32101,
Washington, D.C. 20007. Remember, voting is the engine of freedom and democracy. Requires your participation. Please remember to register and vote. It really does matter. Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana is Beau Bridges inviting you to join us for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMarishow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Lily O'Mara.
Go.
Goodbye.